The Journey from Uruvilva to Rishipatana. 1. Deciding who to teach. Then this occurred to the Gracious One. Now what if I were to set rolling the unsurpassed and noble Dharma wheel? Who would be able to understand my first Dharma teaching and would not become annoyed at this Dharma teaching? Then this occurred to the Gracious One. Udraka Ramaputra is pure, having little dust, an open-minded person. He has gone far along the path, has gone a long way. He preaches the Dharma concerning the duty of attaining the sphere of neither perception nor non-perception. But Udraka Ramaputra died 7 days ago. Udraka Ramaputra has suffered a great loss. Now what of a being is pure, having little dust, an open-minded person, who would be able to understand my first Dharma teaching and would not become annoyed at hearing this Dharma? Aradhakalama is pure, having little dust, with little dust on his eyes. He would be able to understand my first Dharma teaching and would not become annoyed at hearing this Dharma teaching. But for Arada there is great loss, for Aradhakalama died 3 days ago. Now what other being is pure, with little dust on his eyes, who would be able to understand my first Dharma teaching and would not become annoyed at hearing this Dharma teaching? Then this occurred to the Gracious One. The good group of five are pure, having little dust, with little dust on their eyes. They would be able to understand my first Dharma teaching. They would not become annoyed with me at hearing this Dharma teaching. They followed me during my life of austerity. They are now living near Varanasi, in the deer park at Rishipatana. Now what if I, having gone to Varanasi, to the deer park at Rishipatana near Varanasi, were to preach the first Dharma teaching to the good group of five? 2. Preparing the road. Then a great many very powerful guards from the hosts in the pure lands, after approaching the Gracious One and worshipping the Gracious One's feet with their heads, stood at one side. While standing on one side, they said this to the Gracious One. The Gracious One's pupils understand and know very well that for the Gracious One we are able to do various and diverse miracles. And along the path the Gracious One will go from the Bodhi tree to the deer park at Rishipatana near Varanasi to set rolling the unsurpassed Dharma wheel, we will attend on the Gracious One along the path from the Bodhi tree to Varanasi, making it even, level like the palm of a hand, covered with a canopy, surrounded with beautiful cloth, bound round with bunches of silken cloth, sprinkled and swept, perfumed with incense, bestrewn with flowers, covered with beautifully coloured sand, covered with divine powdered pearls, covered with divine powdered crystal, covered with divine powdered coral, covered with divine powdered rubies. There, Gracious One, along the path from the Bodhi tree to Varanasi, we will create divine rows of palm trees, pleasant, beautiful, good-looking, made of seven forms, of gold, silver, pearl, beryl, crystal, coral, and of ruby. There, Gracious One, along the path, on the left and the right, we will create divine streams, transparent, even, sandy, pleasant, covered with beautifully coloured sand, with a pond full of water lilies, lotuses, white lotuses, and shaded completely with sweet-smelling mangoes, rose apples, breadfruit, jackfruit, coconuts, ebony, starfruit, and pomegranate. There, Gracious One, along the path between the Bodhi tree and Varanasi, after creating divine sunshades, we will create divine banners, we will create divine peaked halls, beautiful, good-looking, made of the seven treasures, of gold, silver, pearl, beryl, crystal, coral, and of ruby. When the gracious one goes, they will go. When he stops, they will stop. And the rain cloud guards will scatter divine flowers, and slowly, slowly the guards will advance. 3. The entourage sets off. On the gracious one's journey from the Bodhi tree to the deer park at Rishipatana near Varanasi to set rolling the unsurpassed Dharma wheel, the path had been prepared by the Pure Land guards, and after creating a great fourfold army consisting of a great body of elephants, a great body of horses, a body of chariots, and a body of foot soldiers, they placed the gracious one in front as he was going to Varanasi. Many of the lords of the Suvarnas and kings of the Suvarnas, whether born of eggs, born from a womb, born of moisture, or born spontaneously, after creating with their psychic power a great fourfold army, placed the gracious one in front as he was going. Many of the lords of the Nagas and kings of the Nagas, whether born of eggs, born from a womb, born of moisture, or born spontaneously, after creating with their psychic power a great fourfold army, placed the gracious one in front as he was going to Varanasi. Also the guards called the four great kings, the Triatrimsa, Yama, Tushita, Nirmanarati, Parinirmita Vasavati, and Brahmakayika guards, after creating with their psychic power a great fourfold army, placed the gracious one in front as he was going to Kasi. 4. The Dragon King. Then the gracious one, surrounded and placed at the front of a great assembly, with countless hundreds, countless thousands, countless hundreds of thousands, went from Iruvilvar to Gaya, and from Gaya to Aparigaya. At Aparigaya, the Dragon King called Sudarshana invited the Gracious One to dwell and eat with him at Aparigaya, and the Gracious One, after dwelling in the domicile of the Dragon King Sudarshana, ate and went on to Vasala. 5. The Grumbling Brahmana. At the river Vashala, there was a Brahmana said to be a grumbler by nature, and as the Gracious One was going, he showed disrespect and uttered hum hum. The Gracious One, with that as the basis, as the cause, as the reason, on that occasion uttered this exalted utterance: that Brahmana who has barred wickedness, not grumbling, free from blemish, self-restrained, with pollutants destroyed, bearing his last body, righteously that Brahmana might speak a word about the Brahman. 6. The Abstainer Upaka. At Vasala, a certain householder invited the Gracious One to dwell and eat with him. And when the Gracious One had dwelt and eaten in that place, from Vasala he made an approach to Chandavila. The Abstainer Upaka saw the Gracious One coming from afar, and after seeing the Gracious One, approaching and exchanging polite talk with the Gracious One and courteous greetings, he stood at one side. And while stood at one side, Upaka the Abstainer said this to the Gracious One: purified is the Gracious Gautama's skin, purified and bright, and his face is clear. Just as when a palm nut has fallen from the stalk it hung from is purified, bright and golden, just so the Gracious Gautama's skin is purified and bright, and his face is clear. Today the deathless has been attained by the Gracious Gautama and the path that leads to the deathless. After that was said, the Gracious One said this to the Abstainer Upaka: the deathless has been attained by me, and the path that leads to the deathless. After that was said, Upaka said this to the Gracious One: under whom, dear Gautama, do you live the spiritual life? After that was said, the Gracious One addressed the Abstainer Upaka with verses: All-conquering, all-wise am I, undefiled in regard to all things. Having given up everything, liberated through the destruction of craving, I have deep knowledge. Who should I point to as teacher? After that was said, the abstainer Upaka said this to the Gracious One. Is the Gracious Gautama claiming to be without a teacher? Then the Gracious One addressed the abstainer Upaka with verses. There is no teacher for me, no one whosoever like me is found. I am the one Sambuddha in the world who has attained supreme awakening. After that was said, the abstainer Upaka said this to the Gracious One. Is the Gracious Gautama claiming to be a worthy one? Then the Gracious One addressed the abstainer Upaka with verses. I am a worthy in the world. I am unsurpassed in the world. There is no person the same as me found in the world with its gods. After that was said, the abstainer Upaka said this to the Gracious One. Is the Gracious Gautama claiming to be a victor? Then the Gracious One addressed the abstainer Upaka with verses. There are surely victors like me who have attained the destruction of the pollutants. I have been victorious over all wicked things. Therefore, Upaka, I am a victor. Just as a white lotus's beauty is not defiled by the mud, even so I am not defiled in the world. Therefore, Upaka, I am a victor. What was to be known deeply has been known deeply, and what is to be well spoken is spoken. What was to be abandoned has been abandoned by me. Therefore, Upaka, I am a victor. After that was said, the abstainer Upaka said this to the Gracious One. Where will the Gracious Gautama go? Then the Gracious One addressed the abstainer Upaka with verses. I will go to Varanasi. I will beat the drum of the deathless. I will set rolling the Dharma wheel that cannot be rolled back in the world. That thing attained by me is passionless, tranquil, and auspicious. I will set it rolling for the benefit of all living beings. Those who were Sambuddhas in the past, and those who will be Buddhas in the future, those who are Sambuddhas now, who are destroyers of many griefs, they teach the Dharma to all beings. This is the nature of the Buddhas. The gods in the firmament spoke this verse. Having seen him who is such a guide for those people who need taming, they should gather round the great seer. One should worship such great good fortune with open hands and feet. 7. Meetings along the way. Achundavilar, the Yaksha Chunda, invited the Gracious One to dwell and eat at his domicile. The Gracious One, after he had dwelt and eaten at the Yaksha Chunda's domicile for one night, went to Lohitavastu near Saritipura. At Lohitavastu, the Dragon King Kamandaluka invited the Gracious One to dwell and eat at his domicile. The Gracious One, after he had dwelt and eaten there for one night, went from Lohatika to Gandapura. At Gandapura dwelt the Yaksha Kanda, and he invited the Gracious One to dwell and eat at his domicile. The Gracious One, after he had dwelt and eaten there for one night, went back to Saritipura. At Saritipura, another householder invited the Gracious One to dwell and eat at his domicile. The Gracious One, after he had dwelt and eaten there for one night, from Saripura, arrived at the bank of the Ganges. 8. The Boatman. Now the boatman said, give the fare for crossing. The Gracious One said, how can I, when money is the same to me as a clod of earth, and I am without gold and silver, give the fare for crossing? The boatman said, if you give me the fare for crossing, you will cross. But if you don't give, you won't cross. The Gracious One said, The goose did not beg the boatman to cross the Narmada. The goose crosses the Narmada with his own great energy. Having said this, the Sambuddha, like the goose king, crossed over. Having crossed the ocean, the great sage stood on the other bank of the Ganges. Having crossed the Ganges, the gracious one arrived at Varanasi and stopped at Sankamedi, and when the right time had come, the gracious one went into Varanasi for alms. The Buddhas do not sojourn at the wrong time. They go to the village for alms at the right time. Attachments are found in those who go at the wrong time. Therefore, the Buddhas do not go at the wrong time. The good group of five were living at Rishipatana. Anyata Kaundinya, Ashwaki, Bhadrika, Vaspa, Mahanama.